Okie dokie. Well, well, well. I should say good morning to RBN listeners across the United States, Canada, and I hope in the Soviet Union as well, and all free parts of the world. This is the Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting. TJ Barden is my name. And, well, I'm too heavy to be jumping up and down, but what a mighty week it's been. I mean, absolutely. I feel a weight lift off me. And in the name of God, it's like I owe $10 million and I'm suddenly told you don't owe it anymore. You know, I do owe a lot of money. But I can't believe this feeling. I just and people who were more heavily involved than me, like Tom Lacavera, will be on with us at 8:30. It's just unbelievable, and I can feel it in everybody. And John Stafmiller, I think he sounds 20 years younger on his program the other night. It's stunning. And then, obviously, we have to say these bitter, God help them, these little brainwashed millennials who live their life on Facebook and Twitter and think they're informed, and God help them, they are brainwashed about everything in the world, commercial matters and the consumer society. But the demonic witch has certainly got a grip on them, Hillary Clinton. And something I was going to leave later on, but I'll point out now. The way Hillary Clinton dressed in her secession speech, that is not an accident. She wore the uniform, the dark navy and black, and Bill Clinton as well. That's the uniform of a satanic priest at a seance. That is specifically the colors they wear. I'm not into saying, but I've helped people who have been... had drugs and had possession, and there's people I know who are able to relieve them of that. But that was a two fingers up to the world. Not the words she spoke, what she wore, believe me. And we bring on somebody's later programs to explain that. But it's truly, truly outstanding. And the only thing I fear, and a lot of people fear, Trump's choice of Pence, considering Pence's record and what he has voted for in the TPP. I don't know if he's now converted to the cause. We'll see. And last night, Trump appointed Pence above Christie as the head of the transition team with his son and daughter. Now, this son and daughter thing, that can be very dicey. Like Gal Gore did that in his election campaign and cut off other senior professionals, and he lost. That's one of the reasons he lost. But we'll see how it goes. Watching, it's very, very funny to watch. Fox, I have to say, Hannity has come right around, and he did put in a fair fight on behalf of Trump in the last month. But now we have Megyn Kelly, who's now a cheerleading flunky for Trump. Can you believe it? I thought she'd be wearing black underwear for a month in mourning and maybe wearing a burqa, but I can't believe her. And she said that she went to see him after the debate, and he was awfully nice to her. But there again, as somebody said, I think it was John, said her contract is up for renewal in July. It's amazing what the focus of money and power can do on people. Just a little footnote of what is going on. There's so many things in Todd's list. Today, with this program, almost totally, all of us would be speaking about this shocking next hurdle for Trump, which is the Electoral College. And some of the things on the Federal Register, you can't print it down. It has to go onto a CD. It's after screwing up my printer, but I don't want to switch over to it now in case I switch myself off. But the rules of the Electoral College are absolutely haywire, and every state has a different rule. And this delay in returning the last three states, that was Democrats definitely trying to finagle the situation and see has she got any more votes. But I'll leave it later on at Tom Lacavera will be on come on 8:30, and we'll bash through what we know about this. But Chrisanne Hall we'll have on. She's only half an hour today, and she is absolutely a world-class expert on the American Constitution, and she's going to come on from the last half hour, 9:30 to 10:00 Central. And we let her give the floor. And after two or three questions, Tom and I will ask her one a few questions each. But I'm really worried about this Electoral College. It could be a hell of a stunt, and it's we'll see. We'll ask the questions then. But then we have this other proven situation where George Soros, a vile terrorist, I thought he could call him a financial terrorist, same person who caused the trouble in Ukraine, and financed every crank group there to bring down a government. These Purple Revolution, I see they're calling it on the internet, these young idiots causing trouble in the cities. It's kind of like we used to have in London, a phenomenon, the weekend protest, whatever it is, young students would go on it anyway, something to protest about. But again, it's shocking. But I would think the agenda, and it's got very little publicity. I have it here somewhere. Trump's 100 days commitment, it was 30 items on it. I read them out 2 weeks ago. But the biggest single thing for the Patriot Movement when this government settles in is the breaking up of the six corporations that control 95% of the media. We have had the biggest exposition of what it is about. Again, I'm repeating the bleeding obvious. Never in my history, I've been watching elections from the age of 12, I'm 65 now, but I have never seen such criminal entities walk in lockstep. The banks, Hillary Clinton, Monsanto, every despot group, and the media, and CNN, ABC, CBS, and ABC, and the rest of them, and the two vicious entities, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. There's an ex-BBC guy called Mark Thompson. He went from the BBC. He was a right headbanger in the BBC, full of New Age beliefs, and he's heading up the New York Times. But they are proven to be so wrong. But what Trump has won against it is truly phenomenal. Again, stating the obvious, a 90% media attacking him for nearly 2 years to try to destroy him, putting out lies, not only ignoring his rallies and putting fixed position cameras there, not showing that he had 25,000 people attending his rallies, denying the public of that information. And then Hillary Clinton may be making 350, 1,500, 2,000. I think the biggest rally she had was 2,500. And her deputy, whatever came, one day 17 people showed up, and another meeting, three showed up. But and as for the two trailing candidates, usually there's a protest vote you can vote for, but you couldn't in your wildest dreams vote for Johnson or Stein. I mean, the brain dead position of them is just shocking. It's just it just defies belief. There's no doubt about it. But I read out an article last week about, in this regard, and I'll read it again, about Associated Press boasting how they swindled the news. And let's just hear this. And we thank Mike Adams for putting this together. Associated Press reporter admits faking news stories for Hillary Clinton. Stunning admission reveals how AP prints whatever the Clintons want. Facts be damned, right? And here it is. And it says, in case you had any doubt whatsoever about the total dishonesty of Associated Press. And I regularly see BBC breaking into newscasts saying, oh, we've just heard from Associated Press this, that, and the other. But anyway, Associated Press, which also pushes pro-pharma vaccine propaganda and Monsanto quack science talking points. Check out this email involving an AP, of Associated Press reporter, Eric Tucker, that's his name. I have to shine a light on these people. And Clinton operative David Kendall and Cheryl Mills. The authenticity of this email is already confirmed via Google.com. DKIM, whatever that is, and he's giving technical references. So anyway, you get all technical references and then get out of the article. I says, we have been told and we are preparing to report that the FBI is taking possession of the thumb drive that was once in your possession. Hold on. This is Associated Press guy talking to Clinton's. This is what we have been informed, and we wanted to see whether there was any sort of comment that you could be provided. If you wanted to steer us away and say that we are misinformed, then I would gladly accept that as well. Right? He's Associated Press are giving them an excuse to deny the story about the FBI investigating them. That's what's going on here. But we have solid reason, this guy from AP is saying to the Clinton campaign, we have a solid reason to believe this. We'd welcome any comment you can offer. Regards, Eric. Associated Press reporter says he knows it's true, but will gladly print that it's false. What's truly astonishing is that this email is how AP reporter Eric Tucker says he will gladly lie to cover for the Clintons. In plain English, he explains that he has solid reason to believe the report about the thumb drive, but he will gladly publish a false narrative via the Associated Press. I'm actually caught red-handed doing this. And he even suggests that the false narrative should be, if you wanted to steer us away and say that we were misinformed, then I would gladly accept this as a press release. Woo, dear, dear.
Associated Press running the Clinton campaign. One of the many. In other words, he's not just corrupt, dishonest, and fraudulent as a journalist. He's also suggesting that the false narrative that Clinton should use. I mean, I've never seen such undying loyalty. You got it in the Fourth Reich with Hitler. Loyalty, it's either Adolf Hitler or a firing squad. It's that level of loyalty here. It has to be a form of possession. I've never seen it in my life, and I've been heavily, heavily involved in every aspect of politics. Campaign manager, speechwriter, you name it, I've done it. And I've got people elected to councils and parliament in Ireland. I'll document that sometime. This is, and it's going on this article, just to finish this out about Associated Press. This is the exact same way the AP talks to the CDC about vaccines and measles. The Centre for Disease Control, well, one of the shocking hundreds of facts about the CDC is they own the patent on Ebola. They own the patent on Ebola. Therefore, they're spreading it and distributing it. By the way, essentially, the Associated Press reporter says, we are total media whores. This is this guy talking. Associated Press reporter saying that the Associated Press, we are total media whores. We will bend over and grab our ankles while you you know what. I can't read this out. You've got to love Eric Tucker for this. The guy takes the prize for finally spelling out in black and white what we've known for years, that the Associated Press and the rest of them is a total joke when it comes to real journalism. They're Portland paid for pimps, they write to order. And it's saying here are many other Associated Press. Well, I noticed that about 25 years ago in politics, you know. And one of the cynical rules as a press officer in politics, you feed the press every day or they'll feed on you. That's the way it goes. But one other simple article on this theme. Trump a miracle, deplorables take back America. Leftist total freakout is the night. And again, Mike Adams is saying Donald J. Trump will be the next president of the United States. The evil, demonic, mass-murdering Hillary Clinton has been defeated. Well, they can still do a lot of damage. They really can. This is a victory for all Americans, even the uninformed, ignorant, and who voted for Hillary. Well, the other shocking thing we're staring down the barrels of is Obama has 10 weeks to put all sorts of scenarios together to give a pardon to, and we'll ask Chris Ann Hall about this as well, to Hillary Clinton. The precedent is there where Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon and he hadn't been put through a trial or hadn't got actual convictions. So the precedent is there. And Obama was signing this last week and other executive orders on vaccinations. So on and on it goes. But Michael Schneider, who has wrote very good reports about all the risks, he's saying, do you believe in miracles? Or just as a kind of a minor celebratory thing, I'll read what he says now after he knows that the election result is in. He said, I see the result is in, actually. It's 306 electoral colleges votes for Trump. 232, I think. I worked that out on the calculator. 538 minus 306, 232 for Clinton, 306 in. Well, I don't know how the Electoral College can go and swindle that, but we'll see. And then Michael Schneider is saying, we have never seen anything like this in the history of American politics. Donald Trump's shocking victory on election night is nothing short of a modern-day miracle. Several weeks ago, I told my readers that it would take the biggest political miracle ever in order for Trump to win. Absolutely, well, he had to get over, and I had been strongly urging them to vote. But even early on election night, I was skeptical that Trump could actually pull it off. Initially, the results coming in out of Florida. We have two guests today from Florida. They can fill us in on this. North Carolina, Ohio looked rather ominous, and a lot of Trump supporters were freaking out. But those initial numbers strongly reflected early voting results, and those results typically favor Democrats. Once the election day numbers started rolling in, it was clear that there was a massive anticipated wave of momentum for Trump. And he's saying the second paragraph, once I saw that Virginia was going to be much more tightly contested than anticipated, and that Trump had jumped out of the lead in Michigan, into the lead in Michigan, I realized that Trump had really a really good shot at winning the whole thing. Over Skype, I told a stunned audience that the numbers were looking really good for Trump, but it was still so early on in the evening that I don't know if a lot of people believed me, and I certainly didn't blame them because I could hardly believe it myself. Schneider saying, once Trump took the lead for good in Pennsylvania, I knew that it was all over. My wife and I looked at each other in disbelief, and we still still trying to come to grips with a future that we think was possible, that didn't think was possible. And watching Donald Trump speak to the American people after he had been declared the winner was a surreal experience. At this moment, it still doesn't seem real to me that he could become next president of the United States a little more than 2 months from now. But at this point, it looks that is precisely what is going to happen. And I'll just say, is anything worth more than reading this article? After it was all over, I kind of stumbled around my home. He says, blah, blah, blah. He's listing here. It's worth going over this. From the very beginning, it seemed that like Trump was at war with almost everyone. And somehow he came out in the top of the end. He beat the Bushes and the Clintons. He beat the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. He beat Hollywood and the mainstream media. He beat the pollsters and the pundits. He beat the never Trumpers and the billionaire donors and Soros. He beat Miley Cyrus. Okay, they're scum anyway. The sewage of Hollywood. I'll read them out anyway. Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, who they were trotting out. Jay's Beyonce, George Clooney, what a moron he is, Matt Damon and LeBron James. These people think when they get money, they get enlightenment. You know, that's the kind of new age beliefs they have. He beat the forces of globalism, elitism, and political correctness. He beat CNN, Fox News. Well, Fox had turned with him at the end. MSN and Barack Obama. He beat them all. Of course, Donald Trump is not perfect, and he's not going to be a perfect president. But this is about as perfect a moment as you're going to get in modern politics. I think absolutely, it sure is. And to finish up the article, Donald Trump took on the entire American political universe and he won. He did. And the system is disgustingly rigged. Another thing that needs to do, as well as sorting out the Electoral College, in fact, in a way that needs to be scrapped, is I was saying to people that if he was smart, I wonder would Bernie Sanders take the position of Labour Secretary and clean up the statistics in that department? I used to be in that department in Denver when I lived there years ago, and a guy there admitted to me that they were a disinformation bureau. They were not. They have nothing to do with labor statistics. The Department of Labor is a disinformation bureau. And better not give his name. And Bernie Sanders could do that and reform of the voting system. Like after the hanging chads, this is what really makes me mad in America. Nothing gets done. There's no law reform, nothing. You think that the American people would have knuckled down and insisted that the voting system be reformed. But that was 16 years ago, the hanging chads. 2000. That's my first time I came up on RBN and I got a modem for my computer. So that was the age of enlightenment for me, you could say. And he's saying here, Schneider, and I want to apologize for being so skeptical to those who kept trying to tell me that Trump was going to win. Well, it's his job to raise doubts. And he's saying about the 666 phenomenon. Well, there's a 777 phenomenon. On the 20th of December, Donald Trump will be 70 years old, 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. I don't know what he's saying about this phenomenon. On the first full day as President of the United States, this is a man that appears to have had a date with destiny. Well, I've read the definitive book on numerology, Cheerio's book, and its numbers and names are very important. It's extremely important to give a right name to children, things like that. And he says, yes, there will be great challenges ahead, but those discussions are for another day. But it's a pretty good article by Michael Schneider. And I'm saying there's endless situations for Sam, message for Sam there at the board up. Tom Lacavera says he's now on Skype. So okay, good. Okay, good, good. My actual phone actually works for messages. So okay, I hear the music and we give everybody a break and we should be back in 3 minutes. Okay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Good, we're coming back in again, and everything's working pretty much today. But one of the grave doubts I have is I've been watching people a long time, and one of the things I spend my life lecturing people. It's basically very hard for me to be polite. I do my best on this program, but Trey Gowdy, that's one guy I'm very suspicious of, career-seeking rhetoric. And I say to people, don't confuse oratory and rhetoric with the abilities to do things. He did two disgraceful broadcasts there last week on Fox, defending Comey as if he was some kind of saint. I mean, what kind of a game is this guy playing? And they're touting this guy for Attorney General at Justice Department. Well, Giuliani probably has more experience than him, and he's not perfect either. But there's a few very confusing things. I think Donald Trump is a very good judge of situations, but I doubt he's a great judge of people. And I've written things way back about Churchill. I mean, all the pluses and minuses of Winston Churchill, the big abiding trait that carried him through the war, he was from very upper class, but he mixed with every type of person, and he was a very good judge of people. And one of the stories, I'm going off on a tangent here now, but Montgomery Monty, the general that was running the British Army at the time, I'll tell the story as best I can. They were meeting in a secret Norton Wood, a place outside London, it's not too far from where I live, over there in Worcester, the secret BBC studios in the woods in Norton Wood. And they were going into it one Sunday, and Churchill and his staff were in a small car and two cars. And he stopped to look at an oak tree. He wanted to look at this oak tree. And he's talking to his staff about the importance of trees. And as they were talking, Montgomery passed by. Montgomery didn't see him, in a massive landau and an entourage. And Churchill stood out on the avenue, and he pointed after Montgomery, and he said to his staff, he said, "There, but for the grace of God, goes God." And 2 weeks later, he fired him. Well, what he did is to disguise it. Montgomery was demoted down two places in the war effort and under Eisenhower, and the public never knew about it, but he spotted a flaw in him that Montgomery would never listen to his generals. He regarded himself as God. But I hope that... I'm very worried that Trump has put Pence in charge and his family in charge of the transition. I mean, they need a serious judgment of the best people across the United States to pick for the thing. I think it's a slightly bad omen, but we'll see what happens. But if they don't turn out well, including Pence, I hope he can say, "You're fired," considering he built his career on saying that. But that's something that we'll discuss later on. And another article saying the backlash is imminent. Prepare for real Americans to take their country back. The revolt on Washington is just getting started. We've got these childish millennials causing trouble on the street. And then these Illuminati bankers, they're not going to stay still. They are going to fight back. And we have this many 10,000-ton boulders hanging over us. And the one in Europe is the state of the Italian banks, but bigger still, the state of Deutsche Bank in Germany, and it goes up every day. The latest figure I heard is it's got $64 trillion of derivatives. $64 trillion. And somebody gave a very good analogy this month. It's not mine, but I'll quote it anyway. If you were born in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the year 001, and you spent, and you lived until today, that's 2016 years, and you spent $1 million a day, every day, you now would only have spent $750 billion, three-quarters of a trillion. America has $20 trillion of cash debts and $208 trillion of liabilities. And this Deutsche Bank and all the American banks have trillions of dollars hanging out of them. And one other disturbing thing is, I think Gerald Celente will go berserk when he hears this, that somebody was touting that they were going to... I don't get the name right, appoint these nominees that may be appointed Treasury Secretary. What do you call the guy in... I'll come to you in a minute. I'll come to you in a minute. One of the banks who was in charge of an incredible amount of swindling. But I think Trump, one of the things he has, he's mesmerized by money and celebrity. And that's a shocking fault. But anyway, we'll get back on track on the... Electoral College after this break, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. And we have a guest today. I'll describe him as, see if he takes his way out of this, a streetwise political brawler, a survivor of the Malheur siege, and a constitutional expert, and a horse rancher, all in one. Tom Lacavera, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, PJ?
Okay, are there bonfires burning in Florida right now for Trump, yeah?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Everybody's happy that I've run into around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty excited that they think that maybe things are going to get better here. And I know that I'm a little bit more pessimistic, but I'm pulling for them too, man. I really hope to see things change.
Sure. And also, I feel enormous weight. I'm over here in the UK, 5,000 miles away, but I feel enormous weight off me. I've been involved in two Patriot moves, the one here to keep the pound and get Britain out of the European Union, which cost me everything I had, which wasn't very much, but put me into poverty in the process. And I think you said you had a similar experience going down to the Bundy Ranch, etc. So we have similar histories in that regard. But we will get Farage. I used to work with him on John's program in December when things cooled down for him. But I've had two victories this year, the Brexit, obviously, and that was a spark. I think it did spark a lot of things in America too, and Trump used that very well too, using Farage on stage a few times, and most Americans, apart from you and I and people on RBN and Patreon, we know all the ins and outs of politics, but the broad stream of the publics who are very vulnerable all the time to propaganda They understood Brexit pretty well in America. I did you find that the Broadstream knew what it was about?
Oh yeah, that? Well, everybody that I know knew what it was about, and we were all rooting for Brexit, man. Nigel sure. was we were championing his cause there.
yeah. You know. Now I'd like to see
UN exit.
Yeah, well, the UN should be moved out of America, and you know who would love to have it there? Because I lived in Ireland, Britain, Canada, the States. I've lived in four countries, been in good times and poverty in all four. So I've been on the ground. It's not like these people who go on these holidays to Turkey or to Florida and they think they've visited America. Or, you know, Turkey is a joke, but they should move the UN to Ottawa. The Canadians would love that. They'd think they'd won the promised land.
I don't know about Canada, but I have a better place for the UN. Yeah. I can think about offshore about 1,000 miles out to sea and sink
it's truly demonic. And one of the things I think will lift off people, this general threat to people, like the police stopping people and shooting police and police stops, and this the only thing that Trump didn't deal with, he said he was law and order, but they have to ideally in America get rid of 40% of the police who are basically thugs and redefine the role of a police officer. It's shocking. And this overall, these vaccinations and the government agencies, which are now all Dun & Bradstreet corporations incorporated for profit, which Deborah Tavares, we'll have her on someday, I hope, has outlined outstandingly in California what is going on here. It's a multi-layered criminal syndicate. I can't think of a better phrase. We're living under a multi-layered criminal syndicate, and I hope Trump will start dismantling them. That's for sure. And as regards this risk of pardons for Clinton, good God, I think that will bring riots in the streets. But there should be pardons for the Hammond family and the Bundys. Well, tell me the up-to-date situation on Ammon Bundy and the eight who are still held.
Well, they're still being held, and they're going to be tried in Nevada. But, you know, another victory was that the Oregon verdict was came in as not guilty all around. However, a fellow that I worked with and somebody who's been kind of railroaded by the system, Blaine Cooper, he was offered a plea deal by his attorney, advised him to take it, said that, you know, he didn't really have a case, and after reviewing all the evidence, evidence has come to light via the investigator that was assigned to his case, reached out to him to try and get him to sign to release him, the investigator. And, you know, Blaine asked some questions and found out that the investigator never put any time in on the case, never produced any discovery for the attorney to review. So the attorney had lied to him and basically told him that he reviewed all of this evidence and that the evidence was stacked against him when he hadn't reviewed, in fact, anything at all. So Blaine wants to pull his plea deal and face his accusations with his brothers, and of course they're not letting him do that. So there's a fight now for that.
Whoa! Well, the USA system is an entrapment. The legal system, the criminal system, is an entrapment system, and then they put up false charges against you and then offer you a plea bargain, which is entrapment. Yes. And they're trying to set a precedent of what then they will put to Bundy, isn't it? But he was dead right to refuse that, yeah?
Yep, sure do. Yep, you have a right to a trial still, thank God. Yeah. I mean, still there is a sense of the American court system that, that by the grace of God, found these fellows not guilty. You know, it really ultimately the power is within the jury. The problem is in a lot of courts that the judge actually manipulates, in my opinion, tampers with the jury by telling them, you know, he gives them instructions, basically says, you're not here to decide, you know, the morality of the case. You're here just to make a determination on the law and the law alone. Well, that's not exactly true. Juries have the right to nullify a law that they find is unjust or being misused or abused for whatever reason. That's the entire point of a jury.
They will never know if evidence is being withheld from them. I always thought
it is all the time.
I've never been on a jury, but friends of mine have. But another thing, a jury should have legal barristers of the right type, and they can be bent as well, advising them on their rights and what they can do and what they can ask, you see. You get very vulnerable. You may have educated people there, but the law is extremely tricky. But we have plea bargaining creeping into the British legal system now. And it's, of course, you know, when you go to court, that they are, we call them barristers here. Solicitor gets the court schedule, and the barrister appears in court to plead the case for you. He puts his spin on the thing, but the judge and the barrister, and that they play legal games with the jury all the time, and it takes a very discerning jury to see what's going on. And there used to be a broadcaster, he's gone off air now, I don't know if he's live. Oh, I think he had a legal program about defending yourself in court. He was on GCN for about 8 or 9 years. I'll take it off for the next week's program. But how to defend yourself in court. Tom Lackaver, not Tom Lackaver, Ralph Winterroad is extremely good. Have you ever talked to Ralph Winterroad about the work he's done?
No, I haven't, but I wouldn't mind doing so.
He has done outstanding work in blowing the federal government out of it in terms of exposing the administrative state and the legal system that people don't realize they're in.
The federal government know no bounds. I mean, in 1908, in the Hammonds case, in 1908, Theodore Roosevelt created an Indian reservation around the Malheur and the Mud and the Harney Lakes. And of course, mm-hmm. this is an Indian reservation without Indians. And then he, mm-hmm. you know, he declared it as a preserve and a breeding ground for native birds. Well, what we have found and the reason that Susie and Dwight Hammond got into trouble with the Division of Fish and Wildlife is that they noticed that, well, first of all, they had washed like 30 or some ranches out by rising the waters unnaturally when ranchers wouldn't give up their ranches. So they basically washed them out and destroyed them. And then, you know, they came begging for them to buy their wasted ranches away. Yep. But when the Hammonds discovered this and started compiling information, and they went to the Division of Fish and Wildlife and showed them that there was a study that showed that these birds would actually leave federal land once it became public land, so-called, because the ranches are what brought the birds and brought the wildlife, that activity that the ranchers, the irrigation, all of that were bringing mm-hmm. these animals. Same thing as with Clive and Bundy's ranch with the desert tortoise. The federal mm-hmm. government had $2 million for a facility to breed the desert tortoise, and they had to euthanize them all. Whereas in Cliven's land, they were coming to the land. So when the federal government takes over these lands, they drive the wildlife away, which defeats, you know, they're using environmental law. You know, green is the new red. It's a mm-hmm. communist process. So they're using this environmental law to chase these ranchers off their land. And then once they do that, it's already been determined that they're using this as an act of domestic terrorism to destroy the private property rights of these folks. And that is the heart of what is going on here. This is federal mm-hmm. government terrorism by color of law. There is no Absolutely. Other way around it.
Absolutely. I can't believe that they got away with so much, the BLM and this thing. Do you think the putting a new, which they will, Department of Justice, a new federal attorney general, if it's Giuliani, that then laws can come right down? Do you think? I'm not saying he's perfect in any way, but
he's not perfect general. In any way. He's the one that covered up, he helped cover up 9/11.
Yeah, I watched Newt Gingrich.
I watched Newt Gingrich on Fox yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, on the stump for Trump. And I hate to say it, but I mean, these are the old guard. These are the people that allowed a lot of this stuff to happen. The only reason I think that Trump is dealing with these folks is because he had to deal with a certain amount of insiders to be able to get as far as he did. If he didn't, he mm-hmm. might not have made it. So now these folks are basking in his popularity and their association with him. But, you know, my message to Trump is, man, you know, you really need to, now that you're in, now that you have that spot, he really needs to separate himself from these folks, because these are globalists. And they have done nothing but destroy. Look, they're career politicians, and look what they brought us. Trump needs to bring in new blood. He needs to bring in people like Jason Hoyt and folks like that, you know, people that are constitutionalists that understand the abuses of the federal government. Matter of fact, I'd reach out to these ranchers that lost their land, put them in positions of power, because they'll protect people. And that is what the federal government was established to do, is to protect and preserve the rights of the people. And instead, they use their authority and their power to do the exact opposite, and it's got to stop.
Absolutely. The like Sheriff Arpaio was defeated because George Soros put millions of dollars into these idiots claiming that he was doing a racial stop and search. He was stopping the Mexicans coming across illegally. But I tell you, Clinton, Trump must very rapidly correct that situation. He backed Arpaio, so he better dig Arpaio out of the trouble the federal government got him into.
Trump will probably stop a lot of that. I think he will.
Yeah, I always mix up the states. Arizona and Nevada. Arizona was the Sheriff Arpaio, and Nevada, I think, voted for Clinton. I can't believe that. I really can't. A rural state. What's that? Semi-rural state. I mean, what's going on here? Rachel Dahl, who's a very good person, we had her on a few months ago, bring her on again before Christmas. She understands the situation very well there. And I was asking her about the wild horses. They're between the rural states together there, Arizona, Nevada, a few other states, there's 65,000 wild horses. And when it's a severe drought, it's expensive to feed them. But the BLM solution was they had a plan to shoot them all. This is absolutely appalling.
And yeah, wildlife conservation at its finest, right?
yeah. Destroy, search and destroy mission. You know, like Vietnam, which was obscene, carry on. But and then Agent Orange, which is Roundup, glyphosate. I mean, it's shocking. Yeah. That's been used here, but you're not allowed grow GMO food in Britain. And then that's my next book when I get this other wretched book out on cashless society. This presidential election obviously took all their time out of me, but the things I'm doing. But and I'll send you a copy of that. But anything I'm dealing with is explosive stuff, and I'm putting myself at risk. I don't care. I'm dealing with the surreal truth. The problem with doing a book is this is what's really going to screw me. You know, the referencing at the end of a chapter. I have to go back and do that now, and that's like writing another bloody book, you know. And I tried to help get friends of mine, Richard North and Booker, to short circuit that for me. That's a hell of a burden. It really is. But there you are. But two sheriffs. They have a sheriff on from Wisconsin on Fox News. What do you call him? Black guy. I think it was. He's a very good guy. Very good guy. Who stood?
I know who you're talking about. I hate that when I go to recall a name like that.
The not to worry, Walker or Watkins.
Clark.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very good. He was on. He's on regularly. And
You know, I have to say something though. I mean, I like Sheriff Clark in about 75% of what he says. The problem that I have with Sheriff Clark is that he is in absolute, complete denial over the abuses that are being committed by revenue generation corporate cops. He goes on Fox News and he says there is no abuse by the police in this country. That's all rhetoric. Well, what I agree with him in is that there's no targeted abuse upon someone because of race. That I agree with him. There is no racial aspect to the violence caused by a lot of these police agencies. They do it to everyone. They're fleecing everyone equally.
Oh, yeah.
And for him not to recognize that, I understand why and what he's doing, taking a stand to Black Lives Matter and all of that. But, I mean, to be real honest, I mean, all you got to do is spend 15 minutes on YouTube. And it's not just a couple videos. I mean, it's video after video after video. I just republished an article by the Anti-Media, which, you know, a father and a mother, they're pulled over because her tag, the cop says it came up that her driver's license was expired or whatever. And he pulls them over and he finds out that she's actually valid. And then he wants the man to step out of the car because he looks like somebody, like a felon. Now, he said, you don't have any probable cause. And he ended up not being that guy. But He said, I'm not stepping out of the car. You don't have any probable cause to even go any further. We haven't broken the law. We haven't done anything. Long story short, they end up both getting arrested after they threatened to take the child via CPS. I mean, for somebody with an expired, even if the license was expired, you're going to threaten these people and surround them with cops and demand that they get out of the car and bring a dog to sniff the car. He said that the dog gave a note a positive for drugs. There was no drugs in the car. I mean, this is just this is abuse run amok and complete violation of the constitutional protections that are supposed to be in place. These guys don't follow it. 14th Amendment citizen, you know, that's the problem.
We've had hundreds of those stories across the internet in the last year, and we picked it up after the break. Well, we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And we're coming back into the short section, but just following up on that thing, Tom. The There's a story here from the situation in the North Dakota pipeline. Meet the journalist facing 45 years in jail for filming the tar sands pipeline in North Dakota. I mean, they've got vicious dogs, National Guard, and this disgusting shill, Kasich. He's Ohio, I think. This guy, Kasich, I read out an article here a few weeks ago how he has destroyed the pension funds of that state by letting these accounting firms like KPMG and the rest of them charge massive fees and put crap investments attached to them and derivatives. And the pension fund in Ohio is virtually destroyed for the state workers. And he is 100% responsible. And he's after sponsoring his National Guard to go up and assist with this thuggery in North Dakota. I mean, where does this end? You know, it's just shocking. And because of the presidential election, of course, he got very, very little coverage. But maybe it will get more coverage now. But on and on it goes. Another thing that came out during the week, that Ted Cruz's wife, well, Cruz was involved with Goldman Sachs, but she was a high-ranking apparatchik, and she was one of the writers of the TPP.
I've been telling people that for, I've been telling people that for a long time, man.
Well, you're one of the few who knew it. I only knew that this week. And that, yeah. he has the most deceitful, creepy look about him. I mean, the nerve of these people.
It's worse than that. She's CFR, man. She's Council on Foreign Relations. And then Ted Cruz, in one of his speeches in front of some Tea Party group, somebody in the group said, you know, what about the CFR? What do you think about the CFR? Obviously knowing who his wife was. And he said, oh, they're a den of vipers and snakes. And he is such a fake, phony, calling his wife and part of a den of snakes. She got out so that he could run for president. But it's too late. You're already in.
I know. It's shocking. Thankfully, the Patriot Movement and other things, that news got out. But imagine if we had no Patriot Movement radio and that, the appalling propaganda put out by the mainstream media and the lies and deceit to elect this disgusting creature, Clinton. I mean, a criminal syndicate, which they're part of. But even if she's, I don't know what he can pardon her for. He'd have to have about 100, 300 pardons, because you can't declare somebody a saint, which I think is a joke anyway, meaning that they're pardonable of crime. Because individuals can take cases against them. The people of Haiti can sue them personally, and I'm sure they get plenty of legal people in America to back them on that.
Did you hear the Haitian Senate president peel the heads back of the Clintons and expose them?
No. What was that? Tell us about that.
Yeah. I'll send you that clip. That's going to be a segment in and of itself when you hear this. Mm-hmm. One of their public officials, I think it was the president of the Senate or whatever it was, he told all about how the Clintons for years, since the 90s, ripped Haiti off, and then the earthquake. Of course, we all know that they ripped them off, but he just exposed them. They tried buying him. Bill Clinton, when he was president, tried buying this guy off, and he refused. Mm-hmm. And the next day, Clinton issued an executive order that revoked his citizenship. And, oh, it was horrible, man.
And
gangsters.
Another Irish millionaire, Dennis O'Brien, sold a crap phone system into Haiti, compliments of the Clintons. I'll tell you that later. Anyway, we're coming to the top of the hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zeepas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zeepa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zeepa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.